This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden says the massacres near the town of Bucha near Kyiv in Ukraine should silence those critics who criticize him for calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
Just after coming off the Marine One helicopter at Fort McNair, President Joe Biden reiterated to reporters his assertion that Russian President Vladimir Putin is a war criminal, based on the images emerging of slain civilians on the streets of Ukrainian towns after Russian forces retreated.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
Russia says accusations that its troops have killed civilians are a cynical lie perpetrated by Ukraine and the West. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Biden's comments to reporters came after Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Bucha, one of the towns surrounding Kyiv, where Ukrainian officials say the bodies of 410 civilians have been found. Zelensky called the Russian actions genocide and called for the West to apply tougher sanctions against Russia. Biden, however, stopped short of calling the actions genocide. He also did not detail what additional sanctions he plans. The Office of the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, meanwhile, has called the images from Bucha appalling, and spokeswoman Liz Throssell says she's called for a thorough probe into the massacres. European allies, meanwhile, united in outrage but appeared split on how to respond. Poland angrily singled out France and Germany for not taking more strident action and urged Europe to quickly wean itself off Russian energy. Germany, meanwhile, expelled 40 Russian diplomats because of the killings, and Lithuania has also sent a diplomat home to Russia. This is VOA News. At the urging of the United States, Spain Monday seized the yacht of Russian oligarch Viktor Vexelberg at a shipyard in the Spanish island of Mallorca. The 78-long boat named Tango is valued at more than $99 million. It's the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine that the U.S. has been involved in seizing property belonging to Russian oligarch. The move comes under the Justice Department's new Klepto Capture Task Force, which is expected to go after more assets held by Russian oligarchs. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a press release, "Today marks our task force's first seizure of an asset belonging to a sanctioned individual with close ties to the Russian regime. It will not be the last." Vexelberg, who runs the energy and aluminum conglomerate Wenova, was already the subject of multiple U.S. sanctions. He has not yet to comment on the seizure. Spain has reportedly seized three other yachts owned by Russian oligarchs. Police in Sacramento, California are still searching for those responsible for Sunday's mass shooting that killed six and wounded 12 others. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police say at least two shooters opened fire on a busy street around 2 a.m. as bars and clubs were closing, killing the three men and three women ranging in age from 21 to 57. Police Chief Kathy Lester.
The scale of violence that just happened in our city is unprecedented during my 27 years here at the Sacramento Police Department.
Social media video shows a fight, then dozens of rapid-fire gunshots are heard. Police Sergeant Zach Eaton.
We don't know if that fight actually led to the shooting. We're still working through all those details right now.
Police found a stolen gun at the scene. Meanwhile, people are leaving candles and balloons as a memorial to the victims grows. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee today or Monday is continuing to debate Kojani Akintanji Brown Jackson's nomination for the Supreme Court Justice, as Democrats aim to see her confirmed by the end of the week as the first black woman on the Supreme Court. After more than 30 hours of hearings last month, the Senate Judiciary Committee kicked off the process Monday with debate and eventually a vote on whether to move Jackson's nomination to the Senate floor. The panel could deadlock on the vote, meaning Democrats will have to spend additional hours on the Senate floor to do a discharge from committee. If the committee does deadlock, it will launch a whirlwind of panel votes and then Senate floor action with the goal of final confirmation by Friday. With the support of at least one Republican, Maine Senator Susan Collins, Jackson is on a glide path towards confirmation to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Repeating this hour's top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says the massacres in the town of Bucha near Kyiv in Ukraine should silence those who criticized him for calling Russian President Vladimir Putin